This is WUWM's Chuck Quernbach. The U.S. Olympic long track speed skating trials at the Pettit National Ice Center in West Allis have wrapped up. One of the big stories from the event is the emergence of 17-year-old skater Jordan Stoltz of Keewaskum. But the big focus over the next 2 weeks is whether the male and female skaters can stay safe from COVID-19 prior to heading to the Winter Games in Beijing. Stoltz won the men's 500 and 1,000-meter races, setting track records in each. He told reporters that he thinks there's a good chance he can win a medal in the Olympics.
I think I can get in the top five at the Olympic Games. And then, if somebody has a bad race or something, you know, there's always that possibility for a medal for a second or third.
But any hopes of picking up a medal in Beijing will depend on avoiding the current surge of COVID-19. Shane Domer is the high performance director for the group that oversees the Olympians, U.S. Speed Skating. Domer says the athletes will have basic protocols to follow while training or at home.
So not going to restaurants, ordering out, you know, where they can, having groceries delivered, not taking public transportation when they can.
Domer says most skaters will be training in Salt Lake City before leaving for China. He says there will also be a lot of mask wearing, distancing, and disinfecting. Also a lot of testing for COVID.
To ensure that in these training environments, we can catch someone who may have been exposed and may have the virus so that we can minimize the exposure to their teammates.
While at least one of the skaters, Joey Mantilla, criticized the holding of the trials, even with spectators banned from the Pettit Center, another skater heading to Beijing expresses confidence in staying away from COVID. Mia Manganello-Kilberg told the news media,
"We've experienced this COVID crap for the past 2 years. We're prepared."
We'll see. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.